It's back to school. Do You Really Know is dedicating a special week to sport, because moving and doing regular physical activity is important for our physical and mental health. Listen again to our episodes about sport. Is running actually bad for our joints and bones? Thanks for asking. Running is one of the most common forms of exercise, and it makes sense when you think about it. You can do it more or less anywhere, and equipment costs are relatively low. But many people say running is bad for the human body, whether it be the back, knees, or just bones in general. It's often associated with an increased risk of developing osteoarthritis, a common joint disease. So, is there any truth behind these assumptions? We've looked at a number of scientific studies to find out the facts.
Where does running get its bad reputation from then?
Well, it is a repetitive, high-impact-based exercise, and it can undeniably lead to injuries from time to time. A study published in Current Sports Medicine Reports estimated that 50% of runners experience a running-induced injury each year. Some of the most common injury types for runners are shin splints, stress fractures, and runner's knee. That's right, there's even an injury named after the activity. But it's generally accepted that the benefits of running outweigh its potential risks. Furthermore, it can actually have a protective effect on the body.
How so?
A number of studies have looked into the effects of running on the knees. One, published in the American Journal of Preventative Medicine in 2008, followed a group of long-distance runners for 18 years, taking into account a series of x-rays from throughout the period and comparing them to a control group. There were actually signs of osteoarthritis in just 20% of the runners, whereas that figure rose to 32% of non-runners. Another study, led by the Camilo José Cela University in Madrid and published in the European Journal of Applied Physiology in early 2016, compared the bone density of marathon runners, semi-marathon runners, and non-runners. Researchers looked at the calcaneus, a bone located in the heel, and found that marathon runners had the best bone density, followed by the semi-marathon runners. This was measured using a variable called the rigidity index. The researchers concluded that running can actually make bones denser, thanks to the repeated impact with the ground. So it seems running is very effective in slowing down the decline in bone mineral quality that comes with age. In fact, articular cartilage in the knee benefits greatly from activities like walking and running.
Why do so many runners end up getting injured then?
The activity itself isn't inherently dangerous, but overuse can lead to injuries. That means the body isn't able to handle the stress being put on it, due to running too great a distance or not resting enough between runs. Bones actually adapt gradually to increased levels of effort, but to do so, certain cells have to be destroyed through a process known as mechanotransduction. In the long term, it leads to a more solid bone structure. But it doesn't just happen overnight, so we can't stress enough how important it is to get enough rest in between runs. Experts generally advise that beginners run 3 or 4 times per week maximum. Certain other variables can also make runners more prone to injury. These include bad form, poor quality running shoes, and running on the wrong type of surface. There you have it. Now you know whether running is bad for your body. In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions. What would you like to know about? Use the comments section to send us your questions.